I think when you can have this relationship where you're saying, I care about you, I care about your learning, and that's why I'm going to hold you to these standards. I'm making you do this activity because I care about you and your learning. I want you to be successful. And for that to happen, we have to do X, Y, Z. And then when behavior issues come up, you can say, this behavior isn't you, or it's not appropriate. And then ask them, what's going on today? And try to figure out, is it a bad day and they just need to have a bad day and you let them go? Or is it something that's going to be a consistent problem, in which case you have your system in place, you can follow those steps. But then again, you can't give up on that kid. If they are stuck on having a bad day every day, you as the teacher or the adult, you need to remember that it's up to you to show them grace and remind yourself and remind them that every day is a fresh start. Last class, we got into it. You weren't happy with me and I wasn't happy with you, but today we're going to build that relationship up again. And I'm still here to help you. I haven't written you off. It still matters. Your learning is still important. When behaviors happen, and they will happen, you have to come in with a fresh start every day. And I think that gives students this full picture of you. As a teacher, you are consistently there for helping them. You are consistently there to guide them. No matter what their behavior is, you have to be the bigger person and come back in helpful and kind and greeting them at the door, whether you want to or not. And that's going to help eliminate those behaviors, because if they do it over and over again, you're still treating them the same. And eventually they might realize they won't get anywhere with that behavior.